Hey, Leslie, pending home sales in July dropped 2.3% month to month, according to the realtors, with declines in all regions. Now, that's a miss. The street was looking for a slight gain. Sales were down 2.2% year over year, and that is the lowest level since January of this year.
So what happened right after January? Well, the Iranian conflict, and that sent mortgage rates sky high, and that created more unaffordability for homes. So today we're going to talk about what's going to go on with rates, what I think home prices are going to do, why they're not going to crash. So if you're looking to buy that first house, maybe you bought that house and you dated the rate, or maybe you're a realtor trying to explain to your clients what the real estate market's looking like this year and what to expect. Well, that's what we're going to talk about in today's video, folks. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm the host of The Rate Update. My goal each day is to explain to you guys and make sure by the end of this show you understand what the heck's going to go on with mortgage rates today. And the most important thing is what makes these things change. So without further ado, folks, what I like to do each day when I come in, I'm a mortgage advisor. I like to start my day with the chart. So here's we go. Here's all I need you guys to understand. If you're first time viewer of my channel, all you have to understand is that's the number we watch up through there. It's called the MBS. That's a mortgage bond. So as the price of the bond goes up, that's good news. It means mortgage rates are coming down. So if that number is green, that's good. The bigger the number, well, the bigger the adjustment. So today we're up 14. Means mortgage rates might get a little bit better. But before you get all antsy about this, let's go over and see what's happening in today's news, because we got to figure out if you're looking to buy a house where rates are going to go. Or maybe you bought that house and you're trying to refinance and saying, okay, did I miss it again? The first thing I want to start with is you have to understand what really makes interest rates move. And then if you understand that, as interest rates kept going higher, the housing market's going to get a little bit weaker. It's not going to crash. But let me first help you understand where mortgage rates are going to go. So the Federal Reserve, they come in every about 50, 60 days, and they tell us what they're going to do with that rate right over through there. That's a federal funds rate. All that is interbank lending. If one bank needs money, they can go to another bank, and that's the rate they pay. We don't even come close to it. But what happens is when the Federal Reserve comes in and they increase rates, they jump that. Think of it. They pushed up rates for interbank lending. So the banks are saying, okay, well, you're increasing our rates. Well, heck, we're going to increase it on the consumer. So that's what they do. So it's kind of a chain effect that what's going over through there. So here's what they look at. They look at see where inflation's at, unemployment, and GDP. Well, GDP's okay. I'm going to get to the punch here. The unemployment rate's starting to little bit shaky. So we're going to keep track of that because it's low hire, low fire. But if it starts to get a little bit no hire, low fire, then it's going to get bad. But inflation, that's what's really causing everything to really be chaotic right now. That's what's causing rates to go up. As rates go up, homes get a little more unaffordable and even the prices keep going up. So if you have prices go up and rates go up, it makes the housing unaffordable. So let's get over to today's economic scene to see if there's anything in today's news that really could upset the apple cart. I keep saying you got to watch two things. If you're trying to figure out where mortgage rates are going to go, one, you have to watch oil, because as you see through my shows and you watch the economy and the news, as oil goes up, that means inflation goes up and that means rates go up. So here's what we got for today. There's really nothing here. So you got crude oil inventories. It's all over the map there. The 20-year auction, the FOMC meeting. So what we're going to have today, later this afternoon, the FOMC meeting minutes. What this means is this is the Federal Reserve. So what they're going to do is come out later today and tell us kind of what they said behind closed doors. Now, it might have got a little sticky because some are saying cut, some are saying don't do this, some are saying hike. So we're going to get a little bit of beat on that. Tomorrow morning, I'll come out and I'll show you what's happening with continued jobless claims and initial claims, because that's basically the money ball number right now that we got to really figure out what that's what the Federal Reserve's watching. So let's get over to the stock market. Here's what I like to do each day. After I look at my chart, then I go over to oil. What's oil doing? If oil's up, well, if it's up dramatically, you're going to see pullbacks in the market, and you're also going to see interest rates jump. So today, we got oil. I hated it, $90, and it's still ticking up. Between $85 and $90 a barrel, that's not good news. Okay, so if you look over here, it's inflationary, but if you go to this, you're thinking, whoa, the Dow Jones, the S&P, they continue to hit record highs, and the NASDAQ as well. But what I want you to understand is what's happening behind the scenes. I just put out a video yesterday, and I was talking about earnings. Okay, a lot of earnings reports are coming out. You see over my head right now, we got Pony. It's up 41%. Their earnings per share. We got this KLAR up 116%. Guys, you can't make this up. Behind my head, there's IQ. It's up 52%. Here's what I need you to watch. Some of these earnings, I don't know if you realized yet, but they started pumping back the tariff refunds. Do you realize that? There's $166 billion already refunded. What are most of these companies doing? They bitched about this the whole time. Well, now they're getting these rebate checks, and most of them are just posting it to earnings. So check out this video. You might have some of these stocks you might be want to be concerned with, because some of them got, like Apple, got $2.2 billion in rebate or tariff refunds, and it went right to their bottom line, you know, pushing up their stock price even higher. And I'm happy with that because I'm a shareholder. So check out that video, but let's get over to it. Here's what the Federal Reserve, they're going to meet in 28 days. What are they going to do? Well, they look at inflation, they look at jobs. If you look at all this stuff, inflation's really predicated on oil. You can really comment down below if you think otherwise. And the housing market isn't going to go anywhere. Earnings right now are really killing it. Be careful there. So if you look at all this, you're going to say, well, in the Federal Reserve in 28 days, inflation's twice as high as it should be. The jobs report's okay. What are they going to do? Well, hold on a second. Let me explain to you what I'm advising my clients. So if you're working with me right now and you get a house under contract and we get it in, we're locking in your rate, because I can't afford, and you can't afford, for, you know, Iran to do something and then oil jump up from 90 to back to $120 a barrel, shooting rates up to 7%. That'll probably push up your payment a couple $100. So we're not going to do that. We're going to lock in. But what do you do if you're looking to buy or build down the road? Like I said, watch oil and watch my channel. Right down there, subscribe. Because every day, the first 5 minutes, I'm going to go over where rates started the day, what the charts are for the day, the economic news for the day, what the Federal Reserve is expected to do, and also my forecasts. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're looking to build or buy down the road, watch those things. Because I didn't think this war would last 6 months. I thought it'd be about 6 weeks. So the longer this lasts, the longer the inflation is going to stay higher, the longer rates are going to stay higher. So watch that. But if you want to check some things out, if you're a home owner right now, maybe you bought the house and dated the rates, or maybe you're out there watching my videos saying, okay, now I really need to track these rates to see what I can do. So what you probably did is you probably went to that bank over there and applied, and then went to your credit union. Then LendingTree ads are down there all the time. So everybody pulled your credit. What happened? Okay, this place turned you down. These places approved you, sent you a quote back. You saw their fees, you saw their rates, and it's like, now what do I do? Well, this is where I can come into play. One, if you're looking to track your rates or your payments to see if, you know, if any point you can save some money, well, put your information right into here. It says Rate Watch. What we're going to do is track your rate and your payments for you. When it hits a certain point that you want and you put in here, we'll call you, text you, email. We don't sell the data. But if you're also trying to, you know, you go out there and you got all these quotes and you're like, now what do I do with them? Which one is best? Do me a favor. Go to resources right through here. Brand new loan estimate review. Upload your loan estimate. I'm going to send you a personalized video probably within hours going over the same program, but what our rate would be and what our fees would be. And if we can beat the client on both of those, we're hoping to win you as a client. Let's go back, see what the Federal Reserve is supposed to do in 28 days. Now, if we took a snapshot of this right after the Federal Reserve meeting, and remember there was like a 75% chance they were going to increase rates at the next meeting. That would have been this one coming up. And they were going to do it again first thing in 2027. So right now, remember when we were back through here and I said, well, the federal funds rate is 3.5 to 3.75. Okay, so let's go back to the Federal Reserve. 3.5 to 3.75. There's a 67% chance it's going to stay there. And which I'm what I said. Now, at the next meeting after that, there's even a greater than a 50% chance it's going to stay as well. Here's what's going to happen. This war is going to end eventually. Trump's going to get pissed off enough that he ends this thing. And what's going to happen is oil's going to retreat. We need it in the 70s, and we need it to stay there. And all these numbers are going to roll right back in line. So mark my word, take another snapshot of this and compare it to where it was 2 weeks ago, and we're getting right on track of what my predictions were. So let's go back and see what's happening in the bond market, and we love it. I hope you guys stayed all the way to the end. It is up 21 ticks. There's really no news out there. Let's see if there's anything breaking news on the stock market. Nothing really here. So with no economic news today and really no headlines coming out, the market's moving pretty darn good today. So mortgage rates, they're going to reprieve a little bit, up 23 ticks. I don't know if that's going to stay, but if we go over there here, this should bring rates back down to about 6.7. Can we get back in the 6.6 range? We'll come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe over there, and I'll give you the due news to tomorrow and see if we can get back down into maybe 5.99 by the end of the year. So that's where we were right before the Iranian conflict. So that's it for today, folks. So I hope you learned something. And now if you're a realtor, Maybe you can explain to your clients a little bit more what's going on with these. And if you're a homeowner, home buyer, now you know where to come and where to track these things. Because my slogan's this. It's one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to almost 40 different lenders. And here's why. Remember I said you're going to go out there and get a quote from there. And one turned you down. You realize all these places have different programs, different rates, different fees. But using me, it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to use all these programs. We're going to make sure you get the lowest rates and lowest fees in the market. So thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning to see where these things go tomorrow. And the most important thing is what's really making them move. Thanks for watching. God bless. See you then. Bye-bye.